the fastest, quickest, smoothest footwork. He is the Fred Astaire of jiu-jitsu, the Fred Astaire of judo, but he's the Dom DeLuise of pizza eating. I don't get it. I don't get this.
Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Everybody.
Wake up late.
Wake up.
It's late.
Wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know.
We're the hottest show in this
place. Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody. I said one, two, three. Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
Yeah. Let's do it. What's up, buddy? Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and it's Monday afternoon, August 6th here in Coral Springs, Florida, Danger Studios. I'm joined by Ciro Dobrik.
What's going on, everyone?
And back from China. Ethan Moore.
Hey, Dougie. Good to be here. I brought back some ancient wisdom from the Middle Kingdom.
Yeah? You brought some heroin?
Yeah. That's the name of my favorite brand of heroin. That's right.
I would call it that. Anyway, welcome to the show, and I'm feeling a little better, but I'm still all fucked up because I got this pinched nerve in my neck. Something's fucked up. You know,
so
I'm
you do need
up.
The heroin. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I wasn't kidding. Trying to self-medicate.
Figure out if you have any Chinese secrets.
You want to suck on my opium pipe, Dougie?
I'm not going to go that far. So I went to, I have a chiropractor, and I went there, and, you know, great. You know, and I thought, all right, I got to get it. I wanted to go Friday, and I was in pain, and I'm like, So if you saw me this week, I was doing a lot of this, you know, my shoulder, you know, looking like I'm working on a massage.
Right.
And I'm just uncomfortable. So finally I go today and they're like, well, you should get the massage and then the crack. I'm like, no, I think I'd rather get the crack and the adjustment than the massage and chill out. Doesn't that sound like it would be better? Which way would you rather do it?
I like to get the crack during the massage.
Yeah, well,
you know,
let's get a big woman.
At the same time, yeah.
Hungarian massages are the best.
No, but listen, this person was awesome, and it wasn't, you know, the last time I had a good massage was at an Asian massage parlor.
Those are always good.
They're always
good.
They
walk on your back.
They do it's awesome.
I love it when the tiny, you know, 80-pound girl walks on my back.
Digs her heel in.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Mine did a whole Cirque du Soleil thing. It was crazy.
They do the tiptoe thing on their spine, like you put on the tiptoes, and then just drop in like a fucking,
right.
And then you're like,
that's me, yeah.
I'm a little vocal. My wife even said that when we were talking about massages. You know, I'm going to get a massage. I'm like, oh.
You're going to need to learn massage discipline.
Yeah, I need to. You need to be quiet. You're loud. You talk too much.
I'm having a flashback to China here already.
Yeah, did you go get some massages in China?
You know, I didn't. I totally meant to, and I was too busy. I didn't have a chance.
They call them Chinese massages in China?
No, just massage. I don't even think they call them that here.
Yeah, we have Asian massage in China.
Yeah, it's just a regular massage.
Yeah, no need for that. You know what you ought to do? We ought to open a place there. It says New York Massage.
Well, it's just a
American massage.
It's just an Italian guy from Brooklyn who comes over and
hits you in the face with a pistol.
Yeah.
Like, I got you now.
Gets like a fucking like he's making a pizza. Hey, lay down there. I'll take care. This is exciting. Yeah, lay down there, buddy.
You're up flipping in the air going, I don't think this is what I meant.
Yeah. So, speaking of that, I don't know if you saw it, you know, welcome to the show. Opening of the show, things that just happen to grab me, you know, big moments. You know, they're telling moment, like in Brooklyn, we're talking about New York, in Brooklyn, a nail salon employee hits customers with brooms after a dispute over eyebrow wax.
This is another Asian story. We're sticking with the Asian
this
story.
This is a new interesting sling, because, you know, there's this reporter, is it the New York Times or something, the Asian woman who's been very racist in her tweets and everything.
Oh, white
about
people
white people.
Die.
Yeah, what's her name?
I saw
something Asian.
I saw something about that. Although I've been so out of the loop, you know, it's great in China. They have no media whatsoever.
Yeah.
No,
you just keep walking.
Journalism is illegal. So
there's awesome. It's a great place.
It's really relaxing.
Yeah.
But I think it's Sarah Jiang.
Yeah.
I've been trying to get back into the mix here. So
I don't think that's her actual first name, though.
It usually isn't. It's usually Shangling Paul.
Well, I'm sure she's not a first generation.
Whatever.
Or she wouldn't be tweeting that stuff.
Yeah, no, she seems to be a little. But here, this is a, obviously it's an Asian nail salon. And there was some black women that were there that were, you know, she was not happy. I knocked my fucking eyebrows. So they said, you fucking pay. And then, you know, and then what? And then and you, when you watch the video, and you guys can pull it, but you watch the video, you know, the Asian women, they don't play.
What did
they
do?
Taekwondo? Like she took the broom and then broke the fucking end off.
Did they?
You know, she was like using it as a stick and they like walloping the woman a trainer hits a fucking elephant.
Who's getting walloped?
The black woman. Because she wasn't paying, and she was arguing, they were fighting, and then the other woman comes in back like, you get the fuck out of here, and started hitting her with the niche, got her out of the fucking place. Meanwhile, here's a problem. The guy, the Asian guy, that's in the owner, whatever, the manager, he's got one of the ladies, and he's holding her. The one that wouldn't pay either.
Oh.
So she's like, you let go. Why you let go? You can't. See?
Can't
that's
really.
Kidnapping. That's and false imprisonment.
And racists will tell you that blacks are actually more athletic. So
I thought she would have flipped the dude by then. You know? But these guys are all shoe off. There's like crouching tiger fucking hangnail.
Was it closed caption video or was there sound?
There's sound, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can hear everything. So check it
out. It's actually dubbed, though. It's a. All right. That was a martial arts movie joke.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, it's fucking brutal. And, you know, what are you going to do? You know, you see something like that happening. I just keep walking nowadays. I don't want, you know what I mean? I'm not going to sit around with that shit going on.
Well, I mean, if it looks like the one side's going to win, I'm going to jump in on that side. Why not? Right.
Listen, I'm not playing favorites.
I'm just kidding.
You know what I mean? I don't mind. Who the fuck am I to judge?
I enjoy things like that. I don't know. It makes you a bad person to like it, but. It's kind of like, you know, you watch it, slow down at the scene of an accident kind of thing. Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of vicarious pleasure in watching some, like, one citizen beat the shit out of another citizen.
What's this over? Know? That's what
it's just
you know,
funny.
That's what UFC is.
Yeah, it's almost, exactly. You know, pick a team. You know, it's like, you know, start taking wagers. The video shows salon employees striking one woman with a broomstick until she's able to flee out the front door. Another woman can be seen being held back by a male employee. She shouts at an angry staffer as being hit,
hitting her
and her female companion with the broom.
I've never seen the martial art of flea. Is that?
Yeah, that's a more cowering approach. You know, this is a first of class. Turn around and run. Try it out. See what you could do.
That probably is a good self-defense technique.
Hey, listen.
Do you teach that one, Dougie, in your classes?
I'll be honest with you. When I taught and when I would teach kids, I would always tell them humor. Like lighting, I was always that guy. Like, you know, I could put a whoop ass on somebody. So I was like, you know, if somebody's like, motherfucker, and they get in my face, I'm like, look, dude, you know, two bad decisions today. That shirt you're wearing, and then thinking you're gonna fucking beat me up today.
Okay.
You know, so and then that kind of just like, oh yeah, you really think so? And then usually if the guy's a tough guy, he'll throw a punch and we'll duck out. We'll throw him to the ground. I'll choke him with a shirt.
So you hit the macho steroid user where it hurts. His fashion sense.
Yeah, you know, everybody's got to laugh about a shirt,
right?
Who's gonna, you know what I mean?
Okay. No, I like that. Yeah, use humor to diffuse the situation.
Yeah, you know what?
First.
Hey, man.
Right.
Yeah, I almost a big brawl at a club in Fort Lauderdale. When I was like, look, man, do you really want to get in a fight? Or don't you want to go and try to nail some of these hot chicks around here? You know what I mean? That was different. That was
a good diffuse.
Yeah, right. I was like, you know, really, listen, buddy, we can fight, but I'd rather go and, you know, get knee deep, you know, in some pute.
Right.
Pute.
I don't want to be sitting here like scrambling with you. But
right.
Fucking want to go. I'm going to knock you the fuck out, prick. Don't keep thinking about it. Sometimes you get along, you know, sometimes you want to get in a fight.
Yeah.
Sometimes you listen. I'm going to count the three. One, two, fuck it. I've done that before. I counted the two and just fucking. Through an open hand tiger mouth. You may have learned that in China.
Tiger, like,
tiger palm, sorry.
Oh, yeah, tiger palm.
Throat. Tiger palm to the throat, just pow, and then watch. It's a good move.
Oh, that's dangerous.
Yeah,
that'd be dangerous.
There's no talking after that.
Yeah, there's no more smart mouthing for a while from that person.
Right.
Any rate, so congratulations. But, you know, they all got arrested. The good thing is justice prevailed. All the women, the ones who didn't pay, and the women, the fucking high karate. With the bow staff, they all got fucking arrested.
Oh, see, why can't we just let people work things out on their own?
It
why do we need the
police?
Well,
that's why you talk about anarchy and stuff. I mean,
prefer anarchy.
Listen, that's Darwin would agree
that
with that.
That would have been our anarchy.
Right? Not anarchy, but anarchism. You know,
yeah.
Let's just let people resolve differences on their own. Do we really have to bring the authorities in for every little thing?
Well, that's the thing. People should listen. Here's where I agree with you on that. I think it's gotten out of hand. People don't know their barriers and don't realize when you're treading on somebody or when, you know what I mean, or you're being, you know what I mean. People have no fucking idea when they're being stupid.
That's like that Starbucks
everybody
thing.
Everybody should sign a release.
Like you don't know how to if you have people in your Starbucks that you don't want there, you don't know how to defuse the situation without calling the police. Then you shouldn't be managing a Starbucks.
Just set off the smoke alarm. That's what they probably taught him at the Starbucks. I said, listen, if there's some scary black guys in here and you don't know what to do, just set the fire alarm off.
You know, the only it's the safe move is
no
just
more
to start
it's the racist escape
music.
Hatch.
Yeah,
that's right.
Exactly. You pull
the,
abort. Abort.
That's right.
I don't know how to fucking handle this. I'm not qualified.
Could have all been avoided with one country song.
Hmm. Pope spoke out against the death penalty.
He should.
You know, no reason to man to put the man to death.
Are you guys Catholic?
His whole religion is about the death penalty.
Are you Catholic, Ciro?
I grew up Catholic.
But are you, what are you, like atheist now? Or
I don't know what I am.
Just whatever?
Yeah. I'm spiritual.
He prays dude, he prays to the beads.
I like believing in stuff sometimes, and I'm going,
you ever see Ciro, you ever see him sometimes? He starts fucking with these little beads. He's fucking, you know. Right. They're always different beads.
I
don't know if there's any.
I thought they were just full of THC. They're just,
yeah.
He just has little capsules of...
Yeah,
pure cannabinol.
I just thought it was a nervous tension,
right?
You know,
well, he got a twitch. That's not a twitch.
Well, yeah, I mean, a lot of people are talking about like wrongly accused people now. There's new DNA and other methods. You know, I think it'd be, you know, listen, anybody in jail that should not be in jail should, you know, if anybody actually had a wish, like a genie wish, like a bottle, like let's make that fucking the first wish be. Listen, anybody who's on death row right now,
And did not do it.
Be free.
Pop it. Pop whatever. Let them go. Make sure that pop the evidence out and let's get it done. First wish.
It's hard to do that though. Oh, you mean just as a wish?
No, genie wish.
Just magic.
We go to Cocoa Beach. Bro.
That's your first wish.
Yeah, that's first wish. Get all the fucking innocent people. Because these all fucking people.
Wow, he's so altruistic, Dougie.
That's
That's a good move.
I thought you would have wished for like a 12% return annually, just every year.
Yeah, but part of that
from now on.
I know. By the way, they all have to come and kiss my ass.
Okay.
Right.
And buy he gets me a percentage. Of
buy
their
me a beer every time you see me. That's all.
Freedom.
Well, yeah. I think that the Pope should. That's what the Pope should do. He's the Pope.
He'd be a bad Pope if he'd be saying, bring to death the penalty.
Right, let's kill more people. Let's bring back
bring a guillotine.
I'm surprised.
Let's get the Inquisition going again.
Crucifying people.
We're going to get the racks out. What do they call those things? Stocks? When you stand there and...
Yeah.
What do they call those
things? Those are the stocks.
Are those
but
stocks?
I think they also had the racks.
The racks.
The racks.
They had the thumb screws.
The thumb
screws. They had the ball crushers. I don't know if they had
those. Yeah, the stretching machines.
You should go to Vlad the Impaler and just impale people.
Them.
Right,
they used to do that.
Imagine how bad that would be when you're on this thing, and they have your ropes and your arms and your legs. They just keep fucking person comes out. Hey, you ready for today?
Think about the crucifixion though, because when you're hanging there,
worst yoga instructor ever. You know?
Yeah,
your shoulders are ones that break first, so you have broken shoulders and you're still hanging on the cross.
Yeah,
you know?
That goes numb after a while.
Yeah, that's no day in the park. I'll tell you what.
It couldn't have been good to be Jesus, but thanks. Thanks for sharing. You know, he did that for us, by the way.
Yeah, for all of our
sins. You know, for all of us, so we're paying attention.
I'm not Catholic, but I do support the Pope saying those things. And I do think that the death penalty should not be carried out by the state. I don't think the government should have that much power. But I believe in the death penalty.
You think the Division of Motor Vehicles should carry out?
I don't know who should carry it out, but I think there are some...
Susan, we got this guy up here. Get that fucking shot.
There are definitely people that deserve to die. We'll put it that way, but I don't think the government should be deciding.
I think everybody should
Be like Survivor, right?
I think right now, you know, listen, everybody should go through a screening.
Right.
And answer about I think it'd take 100 questions.
Okay.
I could put a test together that where I'd ask the fellow human being 100 questions just to get an idea what the fuck they're all about.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And what they've done and who they've been and where they've coming from and what their objectives are. And,
people.
You figure out who's on the naughty list and who's on the nice list.
It's kind of a Santa Claus thing.
Okay.
But you know what I mean? It's also a, you know, like an Avenger Wars thing or Infinity Wars. It's, you know, it's almost like, you know, all of a sudden maybe some people just shouldn't be around. But I don't want to be. I don't want to be random. Let's perfect ourselves.
Okay.
That sounds kind of
bad. You got to take a test though.
Yeah,
that's the way
there's got to be some sort of level. Like like there'll be situations
an
like
IQ test.
Let's say you put in a real life situation in a simulator, and you're about to get on an elevator and see somebody walking out.
Uh-huh.
If you walk on the elevator before that person walks off, here,
You go on the naughty list.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then everyone...
Take the stairs that way, buddy.
So I was just in China for 2 months. Everyone in China would be on your naughty list there.
Yeah, go fuck them. There's billions of them over there.
Yeah, they don't know not to do that. I definitely experienced that. They have a whole different idea of personal space,
But isn't there like a... Like 100 people at once going in and out,
dude. It's mass chaos
of an elevator.
There's no left. Here's the thing. It's not that they're rude. That's just the way it is.
Right. You can't.
And that's you heard that joke. I said I was in China recently and I learned some language. Like, for example, this is how you say "pardon me, excuse me" in Chinese. Get the fuck out of the way. You know.
Well, it's different too, right? Because like Chinese people aren't like American people. When they run into each other, American people give each other a dirty look. Like,
right?
Fuck.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
Chinese people are like, I gotta go.
Yeah. Move on, dummy.
I had people run into me. I had people walk within like 1 millimeter of my body, and they just don't even there's plenty of space, dude. You could walk.
Oh wow.
There's more room. Yeah, they just don't have that sense of that bubble that we all have around ourselves. Yeah. You know, that personal space bubble.
Maslow's hierarchy.
You're in a country with a billion people, so I guess space. No. Even though it's there, they just presume it's, you know.
Yeah,
but like you said, you were basically saying you don't see a lot of them getting mad at each other. Like, what the fuck? Like some guy who was in the Bronx, some Chinese guy just moved back to fucking China. He's like, what the fuck is wrong with you people?
right.
What the fuck? Everybody in a hurry. You know?
Oh no, super. No, they don't get, because that would waste energy. Why would you get mad at something like that? They don't have that kind of.
They don't have time to get mad.
So are most Buddhist then?
No, not in China itself. Chinese all over the world tend to be Buddhist, but in China, because of the communist system, I think it's only like 20% of Chinese are Buddhist.
Really? Fascinating. Yeah. All right, so here's a story. You'd like this, by the way. You always like this to hear these stories. Florida armed bystander stops gunman at a crowded back-to-school event at a park.
Were they selling pencils?
No, it's a back-to-school event, a barbecue. Right, and as you watch the video, it's a lot of black people. So, nice time, back to school event, a park, having a barbecue. Everybody's kind of chilling. Somebody got in an argument
and pulled out a gun.
No, left.
Came back
with the gun, started shooting, and then an innocent bystander says, "Fuck this shit."
Took out three of them, right?
And took them out.
That was great, actually. I just read that.
An armed bystander shot a man who opened fire at a Florida park filled with over 100 people, including children, for a Saturday back-to-school cookout, official said, in Titusville.
AR-15, wasn't it?
I don't see. The department said in the news release that the man was involved in a fistfight with another person at the Isaac Campbell Park and left around 5:20, only to return with a pistola. We are extremely grateful that nobody else was injured in the incident. And the guy has a good fucking pretty good aim, right? Because that's the thing about that. You don't want somebody going off and fucking spraying off bullets and knocking and actually taking three kids out.
I'm surprised. You know what I mean? Yeah, no kids were killed.
Yeah, well, hopefully this guy was a trained person, not some hooplehead. But here's the thing. The natural progression of things, usually the hoopleheads will be too much of a pussy to pull it out. That's it. You know what I mean?
It's a lie. Yeah.
Most of the time they'd be like, I don't know if I should do this. But a trained person will aim to fucking kill. You'd hope. So, glad it worked out well.
They know what they're doing with the gun.
Bad guy with gun gets shot by good guy with gun. That's the way that works.
That's the Second Amendment.
All right.
I was listening to an argument the other day. Like, they were like saying, one guy was like, well, all police are racist and this and that and this and that. And we need to take away all the guns from the citizens. Well, how's that going to work
crazy.
Out here?
Yeah. we should take the guns away from the police and give them to the citizens. That's what I believe.
That's a good one. You sure you didn't smoke some opium out there? I didn't do any heroin when I was in China.
I didn't manage to do it.
We need to respect life again.
But that's a society where police have guns and citizens don't.
No, I don't like that one.
How's the freedom working out there? Think about
it. Well, here's the thing. The problem is a lot of people in our society have too much freedom. You know what I mean? They think they can go off and do whatever the fuck they want in that sense, like fuck somebody else's day up freedom.
Yeah,
I'm not talking about a freedom to go out and light a firework. I'm not talking about the freedom to go out there and sing the fucking your favorite song on a bridge somewhere and film it on fucking Facebook.
Smoke a doobie.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Freedom. You know what? I got a freedom. I want to make a hot dog. I want to work here. I want to do this. You get to fucking do that.
Right.
But you know what? You got to do it. And guess what? When you decide to do it, you got to fucking do it. You can't sit there and go, well, I always wanted to do it, right. but I can't do it because all these other things are fucking getting in my way of doing it. You know, and I would do it. And this fucking place sucks because this country doesn't really help me do it.
Mm-hmm. One thing that's interesting about the way that Americans use their freedom as opposed to other countries, like one thing I noticed about Asians in China, especially Chinese, let's just say, they really care about education. Holy shit.
Right.
They will like go hungry to pay for their kids' college tutoring prep classes.
Get them the fuck out of here. Those kids are born to get the fuck out of that smog-filled shithole.
How many Americans of any race, except maybe Chinese, would actually like go hungry to pay for their kids like college prep?
Go hungry?
Yeah. You know, like tutoring or whatever?
That's a different...
Listen, I know people that didn't have money, but they'll buy their kids fucking 3 game stations, PlayStation, this and that. And hey, I thought, why don't you have any money? The kids got every fucking... So that they misguided, right? Yeah. Misguided, yeah. Now the
freedom
kid,
isn't enough. You have to know what to do with it.
That's the thing.
That takes.
There's
culture.
Too many morons out there. Yeah. There's a reason. In anything, there's a bell curve, right? When you're an educator.
Sure.
When there's a classroom or some sort of, there's a bell curve, right? You have those people, the few people in the early part of it that are superiorly high.
How's the bell
high.
Curve in China, by the way?
Oh, yeah. Is it a curve or is it a fucking
that is a straight line right there.
No, it's not much of a curve.
There's still a curve, but it's just like a standard deviation higher than it is here. No, for real. Seriously.
It's interesting.
We're laughing because it's true.
It's totally true.
Okay, do you say in China classroom, everybody who got an A++++ and everybody who got A++++, no A+++. That's it.
I think Chinese actually, on average, test at half a standard deviation higher on IQ than people
than
in
the average human being.
Well, I mean, whatever the person that was
your parents
valedictorian of my school, he was Chinese descent.
And there you go.
He was like 5.5 GPA.
How'd he go that far?
A lot of AP classes.
A lot of AP classes and like extra college credit classes.
Yeah,
right.
He pulled up in his own spaceship.
He was absolutely one of the smartest people I've ever seen in my life.
He pulls up in a fucking Jetson mobile.
You know what I mean?
So, yeah, imagine you have someone who's already pretty smart, and then also behind that is, like, everything in the culture is tuned to get that person ahead. Like, you're already a straight-A student.
Yeah.
We're going to put, like, thousands of dollars into making you a 5.5 student.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that's...
And here's the thing
about... Watch out, America.
Here's the thing about Asian culture, knowing that a lot of them will, like, families will, like, they put money together... to help those. Like, your kid may not be in this, but because you're so tight with other families that you'll donate. So that like 5 families, young kids, where there's 100 families all donating to their, help them with their college.
In the U.S., you have that tight-knit.
All bond. Yeah, like, let's all work together. They're not shitting on each other. Yeah. They're not fucking killing each other.
No, in China, though, they are, though. They don't, they don't do that. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. We got to fucking hurry up.
Every man for himself in China. Yeah.
How much time left? We got to fucking
We
got to
fuck the family next door.
Yeah, you thought, fucking him, asshole. Look at him. Always looking at us. Oh, that's us. It's a mirror. All right, so. I didn't even want to fucking tell that joke, and I did. I'm honestly. All right. Here's an interesting thing. Again, opening the show with stories that are fucking, to me, just. But the Air Force is pretty silent right now.
Okay.
After a 2-kiloton meteor.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty big. Kiloton?
Uh-huh. That's 2,000 tons.
You can fit that in your pocket.
I feel like that's how I feel after being at Denny's at 2 in the morning.
It's about 2 million pounds or something, right?
Right?
4 million pounds?
2-kiloton meteor hits Earth near a base.
1.21 gigawatts.
All right.
Wow.
And the Air Force didn't want to even fucking tell anybody about it.
Well... You have to go to QAnon to find the real information about that.
I was going to talk about that today, this conspiracy theorist. But it happened. A meteorite hit Earth and exploded with a 2.1 kilotons of force in July. Did you feel it? But the Air Force has made no mention of the event.
And then all of a sudden, the volcanoes in Hawaii start erupting?
Well, this happened after.
Oh, my goodness.
Try to get your timeline. NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory confirmed an object... of unspecified size, traveling 15.1 miles per second, struck the ground in Greenland. That's why nobody knew what the fuck happened.
Yeah.
And just 27 miles north of Thule Air Base on July 25th, the base is mainly used to detect missile launches, but not very good at detecting meteorites.
Meteor showers.
Okay. That's not a good fucking. Yeah, it almost fucking blew up a base that's supposed to detect incoming
Some 6 foot 9 inch drunken Dane asleep at the control panel there.
Yeah. Hey man,
Sven, you hear anything? No, go back to sleep.
We need a space force.
This sucks. Let me see your iPad.
That's what.
Director of the Nuclear Information Project of the Federation of American Scientists. Hans Christensen Andersen. No. Hans Christensen.
There you go.
Tweeted about the impact, but the U.S. Air Force has not reported anything. What meteor?
Suspicious. Yeah, I didn't hear them reporting Roswell either.
Oh, I thought that was fireworks. Christensen argues it's concerning that there was no public warning. Right? That's it. Just fucking hit. Oh,
Armageddon style.
Yeah.
They say, hey, you don't tell anyone. Yeah.
They're not telling us shit.
Had it entered at a more perpendicular angle, it would have struck the earth with significantly greater force, much like when you do a doggy style.
Thank God for geometry.
Christensen's points to the example of the one that blew over Russia. That was fucked up. Wasn't that weird? That one that was over Russia that blew up. And yeah, that does awaken.
Really?
And right then everybody's like, we got to start looking up there. What the fuck are you going to do?
Yeah, I was lucky that I was in Siberia.
Listen, if you're in South Florida and we get hit by a meteor and a big tidal surge comes, you better have a fucking wave runner and you got to get to the highest point.
Is that what you do?
That's my plan. That's how I'm surviving, you know.
He's like, honey, help me haul this wave runner up to the roof. Yeah. You got to launch it.
Hold this. Or a scuba suit and get to the lowest
point. You got to get, you know. That'll work, too. In Japan, by the way, they after the tsunami and everything, they started, a good friend of mine who's German, he's been an engineer, him and I discussed escape pods, potentially for tsunami situations where it's around. The best thing would be round, and you're secured in, and there's like a little thing for water and stuff, and a beacon and everything, and
like that thing on American Gladiators.
Yeah, like a solid bubble, and then a beacon. They try to find you later when you're out in the Pacific Ocean somewhere.
Sounds horrific.
Yeah, well, at least you're there. You're not sitting there going blah 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 blah. Survive. But dude, they didn't tell nobody.
They're not going to tell anybody.
Is that a lot of force of this landing? 2 kiloton.
That's like the same as 2,000 sticks of dynamite blowing up or something.
Yeah?
Yeah, or 2,000 tons of dynamite. Or TNT. TNT.
All right.
That's what the kiloton measurement is for atomic weapons.
Right?
It's based on kilo is 1,000 tons of, and then dynamite.
Whatever that is.
Yeah. So that's
like a nuclear
bomb.
Mini bomb. I think a nuclear weapon's higher, like 20, 30, 50.
Right.
In that range. So this is like
So it fucked up some penguins' day that day. In Greenland.
Pelican tried to catch
But now you know somebody's going to be out there. They were the one who fell over Russia. They were trying to get the debris. Those people in dark suits all trying to get the rock.
To do massages.
Yeah, like I had. Oh, that was so fucking great. Did I tell you about that?
You mentioned it.
Oh, God, dude. The fucking hot rocks going up and down my spine and my leg and my back. And, I was so fucking happy. And I didn't even get a happy ending, and I was happy. That's how good that massage was.
I got to go back to Asia now and get a happy ending.
No, you don't have to go. There's one on Sample Road.
Oh, yeah. I
got to
go to Sample
There's plenty.
Road and get a happy ending.
$80 for an hour and your discretion of a tip. But now the girls, here's the thing. Sometimes the girls be like, you want something special? I'm like, well,
spit on your hand and finish this.
Yeah, you know what I mean. What do you mean special? You know, just do it. You know, whatever we're gonna do. Now you're gonna decide. I'm trying to relax. I'm getting a massage.
The pants were off.
I think she's asking if you want to. You know, fuck.
Well, I don't know. You know what I mean?
Isn't that what she means?
Well, yeah, I guess.
They're allowed to do that?
And then I guess you should be that direct. Well, I always figured it'd be good the sign language.
Yeah,
like,
you do
just,
that.
Yeah, just go like that. How much, you know, for this? You know, and then we got to do the hand. Like, what
I think
about
they
this?
Speak English.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a reporter. You don't want to be, next thing you know.
Remember, if you hear them saying, talk ahoy.
Yeah.
It means wrong hole.
But see, there you go. That's another thing. The government should not make that illegal. And why do we have to have the police on top of that? Because they will arrest people every once in a while.
Can you imagine getting that detail? We always joke about that. Like, where you're the BSO officer has got to go there on the. Because nowadays, you got to go through with it. You can't just go, you grabbed my dick, it's over. No, you got to finish.
They got to finish?
Yeah.
You get to finish?
And you get to go back. You got to get, you got to be a repeat offender.
I got to collect more information.
Yeah.
Right.
Because then you got to.
God,
yeah,
where
how
do you
far
sign
will
up
go?
For this detail?
I'm really working the CI. I'll tell you what.
Yeah. I just think the enrollment for the criminal justice or degree at FAU just yeah, got some.
So how's work been? Well, mostly I'm doing traffic signals, but the other day they signed me up for this massage thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Casing out these massage parlors. And they're sending me because I look like a single guy.
I'm so loose.
Come on, honey. Don't walk out. Yeah, that's one the wife wouldn't be, you know, understanding about. I wouldn't, you know. Imagine if there's other with the shoes on the other foot.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's straight from the headlines with Dougie Almeida.
That's right. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of them. Thanks. Enough of the fucking typewriter. Identical twin sister to marry identical twin brothers.
Nice.
Live happily ever after in the same apartment.
Small world.
Oh, we save money on photographs. Okay.
Clothes.
Sorry.
Yeah. Hey, we don't want to take this photo. You guys take it.
Is that your wedding? Well, close. Yeah, we just. We'll call it my wedding.
Two sets of 24-year-old identical twins who had their first date together and became engaged at the same time are now preparing to tie the knot in Michigan before living together in a two-bedroom apartment.
Wow.
That's just weird.
Living together.
They all disagreed not to have any mirrors in the place.
Right. They don't need mirrors.
There's too many of us now. Identical twins, Chrissy and Casey Bevier.
Hot, by the way.
They are hot. Michigan.
Hot name.
I was going to say Bevier because it's Bevier. It could be Bevier, but I'm saying Bevier.
Bevier.
From Michigan Center will marry Zach and Nick.
Hot.
Lawan.
Also hot.
Hot
let's,
guys.
Let's go with that. It's hot.
like you know.
Chrissy
like
and Nick.
Abercrombie and Fitch.
That sounds like
hot.
A TV show in the making right there.
They are looking to get booked on a TV show. That's what this is.
You would hope.
It's reality. That's for the reality show.
Chrissy and Zach's wedding will be held on Friday, with Casey and Nick will be hitched on Saturday.
My God,
they'll all have their reception together though.
That's
kind of weird though. You know what I mean?
It's a little weird. I'm gonna say it's a little weird.
I gotta live with my brother and the woman he's marrying that looks. I mean. Are they swapping?
You feel like they must be swapping, right?
And then even then, it's like, you know, like, listen, I loved my Toyota 4Runner. I had a Toyota 4Runner one time. I bought a nice truck, you know what I mean? And then for some reason, my dopey ass bought another 4Runner, like a newer one.
Right.
And that's, you never fucking do that. You know what I mean? You never get the same car again. Unless you're mogul, you know what I mean? But you get a car, you get a different car.
Okay.
Don't ever get the same fucking car.
Right. It's like when you're dating. You don't want you to date two blondes in a row.
Yeah,
you got to switch
the same
it up.
Girl.
Right.
Like, right. Yeah, mix it up.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Unless they're twins.
And they're twins.
They met at Grand Valley State University 4 years ago in a philosophy or a psychology class.
Oh. Psychology class. Yeah, seriously. Freud, paging Dr. Freud.
Yeah. Boy, this is very confusing.
Interesting.
Even Freud's
case
like,
we have here.
Yes. Very interesting. You want to suck your brother's dick? No, I don't. Yes, you do.
You are your brother's dick. What?
It's making sense now.
Yeah, you feel like they're all just fucking in a big pile.
Right. Like, just get one big bed.
Beautifully shaped orifices and appendages.
Yeah.
Just perfectly
identical. They have a big shower, like at the gym. You know, like just a big just showers. You just go in there. And
so genetically, are they disposed to have twins too? So they're
it skips a generation usually.
Is that how it happens?
But if they
we're talking about group sex, and you're talking about fucking twins.
Oh, I feel like
I'm talking about incest eventually. This is a fucking
commune.
Messed up family.
Not as messed up as those people they found out in New Mexico. You see those people in that fucking. Out in the middle of the desert, and they had like 10 kids in the house, 1 through 15.
No.
And they were slaves. And, oh, my God, dude.
Oh, another one.
You talk about nuts,
like Joseph Fritzl or whatever.
Ugh.
Chained to the bed.
Wow. See, and I thought I had a rough week, guys. All right. This is like Dr. Mengele's, Nazi doctor fantasy.
Yeah, following their wedding, the couples plan to move in together in a two-bedroom apartment in Fenton. Ooh, living big. But first, a relative gifted the couples with a stay at their house in Florida.
Oh,
these freaks are coming here.
Yeah, they're like, come to our house. We'll have the hot tub running already when you get here.
And the cameras.
Right.
Oops, did I say that?
Of course, their family's from Florida.
Both couples said they would go on their own for a few days apart. Yeah, of course you would hope. We need to get away from you guys for a little bit. Fuck. That's just crazy. Ohio judge orders chatty defendant's mouth taped at sentencing. This was hilarious.
That's America.
This brother just wouldn't shut up. I don't know if you saw the video on Facebook of this one brother just telling this one white cop.
Yeah.
Calling
your
breath stink, motherfucker. You if faggot ass fuck.
Now get and fucking the cop moving, was just motherfuckers.
The cop was funny because the guy's like, he didn't have a seatbelt, I guess, the black kid. And he was just ripping on the fucking white cop. And he's like, you fucking jive ass fuck. You know, just it's like.
Is this black guy from the 70s?
I don't know, dude.
He's like, you drive turkey.
He was saying,
shut your mouth, fool.
Yeah.
It's Mr. T.
Honk him ass.
Rest of Mr. T.
Fool. Put a fucking T. Like that, talking to me in the car. Yeah, man. And the cop was just like, the guy said, the kid said, do I have to sign it? And he goes, no, you don't have to sign it. He goes, well, you're going to arrest me? He goes, no, I'm not going to arrest you. And then the kid's smart, and he goes, well, then you're going to offer a summons for, I might do that. Hmm. You know, if you're going to ask me all these questions, so the kid, I don't know, eventually signed it, right?
Of course. Are you going to have a warrant out for my arrest? Yes, you're getting a ticket. And if you don't show up to court, you're going to get arrested. That is how the fucking law works.
Yeah. Ohio judge ordered a defendant's mouth taped shut during his sentencing on Tuesday after the man failed to heed, I love that expression, heed repeated warnings to stop talking. Shut the fuck up. The defendant, Franklin Williams, otherwise known as I Can't Shut Up, was seen in court with red tape over his mouth after Cuyahoga County Judge John Russo got fed up with the 32-year-old's interruptions the entire night.
Can't just shut up.
I kind of like that. The judge can just do whatever he wants.
Yeah, put some tape on that fucker. Put a ball gag in his mouth.
Right.
And while you're at it, stick him on that wheel of torture.
How you feeling?
This doesn't fit in, but fuck it. This is Cuyahoga.
Pretty fucking
He was convicted of in December of aggravated robbery. I guess that means you're complaining a lot. Kidnapping, theft, misuse of credit cards. Sticking in the wrong place, are you?
Hmm.
And having weapons under a disability. Refused to stop talking and kept interrupting his attorneys for about 30 minutes. Like a bad heckler.
Yeah, seriously.
Russo ordered
nothing to the conversation.
Ordered Russo to six deputies to tape Williams' mouth shut, and it was funny because when you watch it, the guy's like, "You gonna tape my fucking? You gonna tape my?" The convicted felon previously attempted to evade his trial when he cut off his ankle bracelet during the house arrest and fled to Nebraska.
He just does not like being tied down.
Yeah,
this guy's not going to comply.
No,
Williams claimed he had no recollection of the escape because he had been hit over the head when he got caught. I don't remember what happened.
This guy still has some issues, I guess, from that.
Yeah,
that
you know, again, you know,
well, he's innocent.
Maybe.
Yeah. Now, this, you know, I'm not like a construction guy. I'm as handy as a fish. You know what I mean? There's certain undertakings around the house that I will never, do myself. My wife does it.
Electricians.
But this story, a house destroyed when raising attempt goes wrong.
Raising?
Yeah.
That's when you try to knock it down?
R-A-Z?
Oh, raising.
R-A-I-S-I. Yeah,
it's
raising.
Funny that raising is the same, is like the opposite of raising.
Like the Amish thing, right?
Where like a barn raising.
Yeah. Listen, I just know that if my wife came and said, hey, this guy said he's going to raise our house. What? What the fuck? We get like a lift kit on a 4x4 truck?
What is this?
But it sounds like they're probably going to put it on pillars, you know, to get for more flood air. Who knows?
Oh, they're going to raise it up higher. Okay. Instead, they raised it, R-A-Z-E-D, raised to the ground.
Yeah, to raise a house onto pilings to avoid future damage had opposite effect in Connecticut when the home was destroyed. A video recorded in Milford shows a construction crew using heavy machinery to raise a house onto a concrete and wood pilings. Family who owned the home said the house was being raised to prevent future storm damage.
Okay.
Apparently, past storm damage had an effect.
After it previously incurred damage during Hurricane Sandy and Irene. The footage shows the attempt to go wrong when they hired a guy who got a GED. When the house slips and crashes down onto its side.
Wow.
Jeez.
Authorities determined the house was no longer safe.
Oh, shit.
And it was demolished.
Was this an insurance scam? Hell yeah.
Wow.
I guess there's only one way to find out, right?
They had no option. They were either going to have to tear the house down anyway.
You think this is going to work? Yeah, no problem, man. It's going to work. Yeah, you sure it's going to work? I don't know. You know?
That's very funny. Who did he who did he hire to do it? Just to,
yeah,
his brother-in-law or something.
Acme.
Right.
Yeah, my brother, he yeah, he has a bar and he does this on the side.
Right.
He raises houses.
He's got a really big jack in his truck.
Yeah.
He's going to pull it out.
He's got one of those big trucks with the dualies.
Yeah.
He's got a dually. You ever seen his dually? It's badass. All right, what we're going to do. Oh, this is now this is a good story. You've heard this story. You know, the things people do on planes. You know, I mean this should be the next reality TV show should have to do with being on a plane.
Okay.
Right? I mean, it has to be like American Airlines passenger kicked off a flight after buying a seat for her $30,000 cello.
Whoa.
Wow, okay. She kicked off.
Now, a cello is pretty big.
She played it. She was
are you
terrible.
Familiar? Are you, yeah. Yeah. We told you could bring it, bitch. She'd tell you to play it.
Not Yo-Yo Ma.
Yeah. Dude, you know the cello, right?
Yeah.
There's a bass, which is pretty big, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a bass is like a small piano.
Uh-huh.
If you think about it.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty
right?
big.
Right? A bass is like a bathtub. It's about the size of a bathtub.
Yeah, okay.
And a cello.
It's smaller.
It's a little, it's like maybe like a raft.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Like a big raft, right? Or like a big beanbag chair.
Like a kayak.
Like a 1.5 beanbag chairs put together, right? Passenger on board American Airlines flight says she was removed before takeoff because the size of her cello. Even though she had purchased a seat for the instrument and claims the American Airlines assured her husband she would be able to bring it on board.
Wow.
You know, the husband didn't probably ask.
No.
It's like, what is it? I think it's a fucking violin. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, can she bring her ukulele?
Yeah, she's got an oboe.
She's got a little guitar. I purchased 2 round-trip tickets for her and her cello on April 2nd, my birthday.
Why wouldn't you put it in the hold?
It's a cello. You don't trust them fuckers down there. On the phone directly from American Airlines and told them specifically that one ticket is for the cello.
How many cellos you see go down that little conveyor?
Right, right. Okay, I guess.
And make it.
As cabin baggage. I was told it's absolutely allowed, and she won't have any problem. Musician Jing Jing Hu's husband, Jay Tai, they told me, okay, fuck.
I met Jing Jing in China.
Yeah. You met a bunch of them. You had thousands of them. A music student at DePaul University School of Music in Chicago. That's a good place. And she was flying to Miami.
Ooh. Yeah, we don't allow cellos here.
Yeah, fucking cellos. What's next? The tuba?
The humidity will ruin it.
You gotta have like a special shipping thing, I think. You know, musicians have to transport.
They
got
well.
Things.
You gotta get maybe if you get in those real hard cases.
Yeah,
you know, you put in a real hard case and you fuck it. I mean,
or
ship it,
or you just that's what I'm saying. You gotta
that'd
ship
be a
it.
Great business to start.
Like well, they got that ship sticks with the golfer guys. They got that company where if you want to you want to ship them, not through because they'll steal them. I fucking took my club somewhere, and they took my driver out of there. They stole shit out of it.
They stole your driver?
Yeah, I didn't have I just had like a cover over it. I didn't have a lock cover.
Oh.
You know, and now you put them in these lock things. You just put them on the plane. But these baggage hands, like, look, some rich fucks golf clubs. You know, they're going to like throw those things around like, you know.
Huh. Interesting. So, yeah, so she needed to get a U-Haul and drive her cello or something.
When I flew from Chicago to Miami, I didn't have any trouble with it, she said.
Oh, interesting.
The
so
flight
she did
crew
get there.
Even gave her a special strap-on. Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking that out loud. Gave her a special strap to hold the instrument in place.
Huh.
American Airlines.
So what happened?
However, when she boarded the return flight to Chicago on Thursday, airline crew members asked to get her off the plane.
So that's weird. They let her get there. That is okay. Now I'm blaming the airline because they flew
inconsistency.
Her one, they flew her one direction. You got to return her back with the same deal.
You would think.
So that sucks.
Federal regulations allow musicians to carry instruments like cellos in the cabin and passengers if they purchase a seat for them. You know, there's some lazy fucking wench that just didn't want to deal with it. Like I ain't gonna, you know, some asshole going, "What the fuck is that thing? You know, get I can't stick my leg out." You know, these assholes. Can't stick my leg out.
Bastards.
Motherfuckers.
It's a short flight, too. I just did 20 hours, you know.
How was that, by the way?
No sympathy.
Did you sleep any of that flight?
I slept on the...
How many cellos were on your flight?
There were no cellos, but there was some Jell-O, actually, in the in-flight meal. No, I slept on, like, the final leg. I can never sleep on the long one. for some reason. I can never that 18 hour, but then it's usually two, you know, because you got to get
there.
You got to basically get from like San Fran or L.A. to Beijing. But then you got to get from here to there. So, I don't mind the long flights. I've done it many, many times in my life. You know,
they say when you're going over that part of it, it's all kinds of crazy winds and turbulence and shit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I used to live in Vietnam and also Singapore. So I've probably done that trans-Pacific flight maybe 20 times. I don't mind it anymore.
By the way, the flight attendants insisted that it was because it's a smaller plane. You know, I fucking hate United. There's just always a woman in Fort Lauderdale that gives me bust my balls. I think she recognized me now. But just let me get on the fucking plane. You know what I mean? Like, I know my bag fits in the overhead, and they're like, no, it's got to fit in that thing over there. I'm like, I use this every day.
Right.
Well, you know, and I got to stick it in there.
Flying is just getting worse and worse, you know.
That's why I like Southwest, man. I'm not going to I love Southwest Airlines. They've been great to me. Fucking, I never have a problem with Southwest. Love them. Early bird, get in there, we're good.
The Asian airlines are great, man. Those are like 1960s Frank Sinatra style. Oh yeah, hot waitresses. I mean,
flight attendants.
Can you smoke? Yeah. Male and female. Hot.
Yeah, hot. Okay.
On Chinese airlines, can you smoke?
You cannot smoke, but they serve booze always and all that stuff if you're into that.
I would think because Chinese people love smoking.
And they're very attentive and they're very attractive and they're slim and they're young.
Did you ever see that a few years ago?
They fire you when you're 27 or something?
I was on a United flight, and I swear to God I had Chris Farley's twin sister. She was my flight attendant. I still have it. It's probably on my early Instagram photos. But dude, it looked just like fucking Chris Farley. You know,
doing,
I was
doing
like
a bit.
Yeah, I remember it was dude. It was like,
Matt Foley. He lives in a van down by the river.
Yeah,
he lives in a plane.
In a plane down by the river,
over the Atlantic.
Two drivers cited for going too slow on Idaho's new law. How great is that? Right, like you know these fucking people driving in the fucking fast lane. You know what I mean? I had one of these people recently that just they jumped from the middle lane into the fast lane and went like slow down, like actually hit the brake. Yep. You're on an interstate and you're hitting the brake, getting into the fast lane.
That's weird.
Are you know, that person goes off, dude. That's one of the people
that's
that goes
on that list.
They're gone.
Yeah.
I said this the other day. I have
they
a purge list.
I
suggest everybody should start putting together a purge list.
Put together the list.
Yeah, put together your purge list, man. You know what I mean? Start putting it on there and who knows if it ever happens, but listen, nothing better than being prepared.
I don't want the karmic weight of that, Dougie. I don't want to be holding a purge list on the day of the last judgment when Jesus comes back.
Listen, you haven't done anything.
He looks
yet.
Looks at your list.
Jesus isn't one of these guys like, I know what you were going to do. No, you didn't, Jesus. I could have thought like, what would Jesus do? And then he'd say, well, he would have told me
I'm
no.
going to just count on everyone else's list to do the job.
Yeah.
If everyone has their list fulfilled, I'll be the last person left.
Yeah, all right.
Unless I'm on the list.
So you let somebody else do the deeds.
That's right.
I'm sure. That's a good thing. And then we
chill.
Can share the list.
You are not
and then
the
somebody, you know, if you share the list, you'll go, you know, the person comes into my bar like good here slipping this shit you know it's over nothing bloody no you know what I mean
it's funny that Santa and Nixon both had lists weird
and right? both of them
one of my ex-girlfriends had a list of every guy she fucked really? She wasn't happy when I found it. I wasn't the last one on the list. Two drivers cited for going too slow in Idaho's new law. Idaho police are starting to enforce a new law targeting slow-ass drivers for using the passing lanes.
I love it. This is the only thing the police should be doing.
Two drivers have been cited as of July 27th for driving too slowly.
Okay, these are the only police that get guns. They get guns. All the other police, no guns.
Shoot them in the back of the head. Let them go. Yeah. Push them off the fucking road.
This is an agenda.
Moving.
I will get behind full fascism if this is the only thing on the agenda. Just make the fast lane go faster.
Idaho State Police people have had warned three other drivers, which is about half the population. Most people expect the general traffic to stay on the right lane and leave the left lanes for us fucking speed racers.
Yeah.
If vehicles are moving slower, it can cause accidents. Hell yeah, man. Get the fuck out of the way.
Move your ass, people. Here in South
Florida. You know what I mean?
Sense.
This is a personality disorder, the people that do this.
I don't even understand the people on the right that are slow. I find that's weird, too. I'm like, why doesn't everyone go fast?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, listen, you drive on the Autobahn.
No slow lanes.
You ever drive,
that's what I
you
said.
Drive on the Autobahn, you can't go from the fucking right lane to the left. You know, someone's doing like 250 miles an hour.
You ain't getting there, man.
Yeah.
It's a mangled crash.
Right.
I had that happen to me the other day. I was going on a 30-mile-an-hour road. Okay.
Uh-huh.
We're not supposed to go that fast. But this lady was so up my ass. And then she passes me and gets all mad looking. Right.
Right. Right.
And guess what? We show up at the next light together. And I'm like, hey, what is your problem? We're going on, it's 45-mile-an-hour road. No, it's 30. Trust me, son. It's 45.
Oh, you got into a conversation with her?
Yeah, of course.
Well, I've never talked to another driver ever in my life.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's 2018, guys. We got to talk to each other.
Okay, yeah, okay, okay. I like it. No.
Reach out.
I used to just throw change out my window at him.
I used to do that. I had a stage where I just grabbed shitload of pennies. You know, somebody fuck with you, through the sunroof when they're behind you.
Really?
Just grab a fucking dollar and pennies and throw them up in the air. And
I have a sunroof.
Ding. Yeah, you fucking throw them out and they go the flying into the car.
I mean, now like, people, more people have guns now, but
good
it was
God.
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
You guys are like Mad Maxing it out there on the highway. Yeah, what the
I was trying to rig like this tar bucket in my back of my trunk,
right,
to spill out onto the street when I really got pissed.
Machine gun turret. Spy hunter.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
One time I threw a glass bottle out, and I wasn't thinking that both cars are made of fiberglass. That's not going to smash anywhere. It's just going to bounce
off
two cars.
Yeah.
Ding 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 ding, and still be. We're going 70. It's just going to be a solid model going down the fucking.
Yeah, look at you. And then he got a ticket for littering. Here's a story.
Him.
Man dumped human waste inside 7-Eleven in a revenge act. Well, there would be no other act to do it. Right? I mean, just to take your shit and.
He was like, here, you can have your hot dogs back.
Yeah, I'm done with them. Here's my receipt. A Florida man dumped a bucket of human waste inside a 7-Eleven convenience store, and oddly enough, no one noticed for 2 hours. Wednesday was in an act of revenge on a manager who had kicked him off and out months prior.
Yeah, it's just disgusting.
Damian Sims, 41, walked into the St. Petersburg shop around 1:30 a.m.
That's my old hometown.
And emptied the bucket containing human shit and caca and pee-pee onto the floor. And some splashed into the merchandise. Don't eat those M&M's, kid.
The merchandise. That's what they call it. It's kind of a highfalutin term for what they're
Watch
selling at
7-Eleven.
It's a fucking Twinkie, dude.
Could they tell the difference?
It's a bag of Doritos. They're not on the bottom, though. Sims was reportedly mad at the manager for having kicked him out of the store back in May.
What is so bad? Interesting. Interesting the choices people make.
They said the guy went into a porta potty
and
grabbed the bucket,
gross.
Scooped up. So
that takes a lot.
Planning. Listen, you got to have a You got to really
be. You
got to be willing to get some shit on your own fingernails.
You know,
to
like right there, like,
the
okay, I'm mad at this guy. I'm thinking, hey, you know what? Fuck this guy. Here's an idea. I'm going to throw shit all over his nice store. Yeah. All right. Where am I going to get it? Well, you got to go into a porta potty.
Right.
Really?
Gross.
Why? And then you got to get a bucket and reach in and fuck you, dude. Fuck them.
But see, that's what happens when people when their list doesn't come true, Dougie, and it sits and simmers. Then eventually,
maybe this guy
go to the porta potty.
Maybe this guy would have found God and started eating yogurt. Sims was charged with trespassing, criminal mischief, and was being held with gloves at the Pinellas County Jail on $300 bond.
Such a shitty situation.
Hi-yo.
Smoking Gun reported Sims had a long criminal history, which includes convictions for burglary, weapons possession, grand theft, animal cruelty. Drunk driving and carrying it. This guy is fucking reaching for everything.
Yeah, he was also flaming paper bag bandit.
The walking Terminator.
And he fucking just going to go jaywalk now.
His last resort was a paper airplane to the face.
Yeah. All right. I'm wondering what I'm going to end this show on. But, that's a fucking boring story. Let's try this one. Injured Chicago fan feels lucky to be alive. Unfortunately, there's still a Chicago Cub fan.
Yeah, that's...
A man who was wearing a plastic bucket on his head when a large metal pin fell from Wrigley Field center field scoreboard during a Chicago Cubs game said he feels lucky to be alive.
How
what the hell?
Fucking
Kyle McKellar
was
sitting with his family and friends under a manual scoreboard.
Oh, wow.
Which he was hit by a 6-to-8-inch pin. During last game, week's game against the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Was it like a pin
and
to make up?
And it hit the one guy with a plastic bucket on his head?
A 20-year-old Iowa man
there
said
there is
he,
a God.
He began wearing the bucket.
I'm Catholic.
With his family as a rally cap after he saw former Cubs player Starlin Castro wear one a few years ago.
I don't know what that means, but all right.
Yeah, well,
rally
player wore it.
Okay.
McKellar said
that. Oh, rally cap. He was like, it's time to rally.
You put the cap up. Yeah, so you take it inside out. You put it backwards.
Right, okay.
He said the bucket on his head. He put the bucket on his head about a half an inning before.
Wow.
Don't you get like this, the feeling like there's some guy in a fucking black cape up there with a big fucking weird
mustache?
Mustache. Like,
Snidely Whiplash.
He hasn't worn a cap yet. I'll get him. I won't miss it this time. I won't wait. He'll, put it on. He'll probably put it on in the eighth inning. Yes.
Wow.
That little pick. He's mine. It might have fractured my skull. It definitely could have been fatal. And I'm extremely lucky that I'm such a fucking douchebag.
He's like, we're under enemy fire. Put your helmets on.
Yeah. Incoming. Cubs spokesman Julian Green said the incident occurred when a loose pin that rolled out of the scoreboard when a tile was changed.
What's this pin they keep? Oh, that holds up the tile?
Yeah, like maybe, you know, stick it in there and...
It's like a screw.
Wow, what year is it? What is Wrigley Field?
This guy should get
low budget.
This guy should get season tickets for life. That's what I'd be asking for, right?
Yeah, I guess so. But I think that why don't they just upgrade their scoreboard and have to pay less lawsuits?
I know. Well, they didn't have lights for a long time, right? Wrigley Field didn't have all. It
they
wasn't until
all days.
A couple decade ago that they finally got lights in the 80s, 90s,
even know
whatever
that.
The fuck it was.
Is that like a tradition thing? I guess they're like, we like the old baseball with.
Could have been the fact that they weren't that good.
Yeah, nobody wanted to give any money. Sucked.
We prefer the baseball of yore with the wife beating and the racism and the, you know, all the classics.
Yeah,
it wasn't until
Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Well, I lied. This is our
cheating.
Last story.
Okay,
Arkansas man tried to steal a jet to go to the concert in Texarkana, Arkansas. Police say an Arkansas man accused of trying to steal a commercial jet told investigators he thought piloting the plane would involve little more than pushing buttons and pulling some levers.
Wow, did he crash?
Investigators say 18-year-old Zamarcus Devon Scott, who obviously watched Passenger 57, wanted to fly to an out-of-state concert when he hopped inside an American Eagle jet at Texarkana Regional Airport.
Jefferson Airplane.
Yeah.
No, Steve Miller Band.
Breezed through the owner's
tell us
manual.
Okay. Wow, I feel safe.
The Texarkana Gazette reports Scott was inside the cockpit when he was arrested early on July 4th.
He's still reading the manual. He's like, how do you fucking take this thing off?
He realized there's a few buttons, but when he got in the cockpit, realized there's 3,000 fucking buttons.
Right. He's like, this looks like an airplane cockpit. Jesus, I didn't know.
None of these buttons say off or on.
This doesn't look like a video game. He was charged Monday and remained in jail for Thursday on burglary charges, attempted theft, property, and falling to his death if he actually got the thing to start.
So he couldn't even get it going at all.
No, he didn't make it.
Grand Theft Arrow.
Thank God, because, you know, actually, you know, what's that coming in? Yeah. That's a different drive-by. Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I want to thank Ciro Dober for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for watching, everyone.
Of course, Ethan Moore.
Hey, good to be back, Dougie.
That's
you.
It. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. Join our fan page on Facebook, Awake and Late with Dougie Show. We're going to start broadcasting the shows there, guys, on Facebook Live, so we appreciate your follows there. And, of course, go to our archive site, wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean.com. Nice. All our sites there. Be a patron. Donate money. Yeah. Right? Donate. It's fun. $2, $3, $5, $10 a month. Whatever you want to fucking do. Goes to gas money, these creeps. By the way, what's going on this week? I got nothing going on. I'm going to do that 11th...
10th
Level Tavern on Friday and Saturday night.
Oh, man.
I'll be out there doing a show. But if not, I'm going to be at the open mics all week this week.
Nice.
And but next week, Greensboro, North Carolina, all comedies on Friday and Saturday. What you got coming up?
I got my open mic tonight, 19 Toll Comedy Mondays. Check it out at Zero Comic.
Ethan?
I got a show on August 15th at the Craftsman Brewery in Miami. It's the Butch and Femme Comedy Tour. We're getting a bunch of straight comedians and putting them in drag. Freddie Stebbins will be there. Anna Lepley will be there. It's going to be an awesome show. Craftsman Brewery, Miami, August 15th.
Fun, man. Fun night. I was just there with Joey Medina on Saturday night. Yeah. Pretty good place. So Craftsman in Miami, off on Brickell. Anyway, guys, tomorrow in the studio joining us, Elgin David will be in the studio.
Nice.
And Danny the Jew, fresh off his comedy show at the Improv.
Yeah, right.
His birthday party. So anyway, good to hear. We'll be back tomorrow right here at the same spot. See you then.
People on earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And yellow colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting,
watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as he landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. The beam of light hit the ground.